Close your eyes. And once again, tap into the breathing patterns. As you breathe into the count of four, holding the breath to the count of two, and breathing out to the count of four, holding the breath out to the count of two. And once again, find yourself in the meadow and walk towards the place where you placed a seed in the ground while you were in the crown. You're delighted to see that the seed has actually sprouted, and you can see growth coming out of the earth, your wish starting to formulate itself. You once again place both of your hands above that little plant. A small plant that one day will be a mighty tree of life. And you bless it. Touch it even. Feel how it feels. Now you hear from a distance sound of a woman, an ancient, old, wise woman, calling your name. It sounds almost like Mother Nature speaking to you. You go to the left of your little plant, towards the mountains. And as you walk towards the mountain, you hear your name echoing louder and louder. Not only coming from within the mountain, but also coming from within yourself. As if the voice of this lady of understanding is emanating both from the mountain and from deep within you. You're now walking up the mountain and you see a cave above you. You can see some mountain goats, some trees scattered on the mountain. And as you approach the cave, you realize that the voice calling your name is coming from that cave. You walk into that cave, that crystal cave, and see that it lit with many candles, the color of indigo. A path is formed just beneath your feet, leading you down into the mountain, deep and deep. There's stairs now, and each stair is guarded by two candles. You walk slowly down the mountain, deeper and deeper into the cave. And as you walk deeper, your breath slows, your thoughts slow, your heartbeat even slows down. You feel you are entering a sacred place, the place of the Shekhinah, the feminine aspect of the divine. When you reach the bottom of the cave, there is a gate. And on top of the gate, it is said, "Understand with wisdom and be wise with understanding." The gate opens and you walk into the chamber. In the center of the chamber stands a woman, dressed in light. She has deep indigo eyes. She opens her hands, welcoming you like a mother welcomes a long-lost son or daughter. come closer to the Lady of Understanding, the Great Mother, and she hugs you. She then touches you in your left side of your head, just above your left hemisphere, and you feel the warmth of her hand, the security that she gives you. And this waves of warmth and light penetrates your skull and emanate all the way through all parts of your body from your left hemisphere. And as this is happening, you can hear echoing in the cave, reverberating in the mountain, the name of God for understanding. Elohim. Feeling the warmth of this great mother, her compassion, her smile, her understanding of everything that you are. You breathe out, and you breathe in once again. And breathe out. And one last time, breathe in very deep. Imagine that breath absorbing the light of your mother. Healing all aspects of your relationship with your mother, both the divine and the biological. And breathe out. Thank the Great Mother for her presence, for the cave, for the understanding, and for helping you structuring and having the discipline to manifest your wish. You bid farewell to the Great Mother and walk out from the chamber, back up the stairs, higher and higher towards the entrance of the cave. And when you find yourself in the entrance of the cave, you look all around from that mountain, have a gorgeous vista of the meadow that one day in the center will have a huge tree. Your own tree of life, your own wish manifested. Take a few more breaths And when you're ready, open your eyes.